preserving the work of folk artists like Donald Bean is often difficult because artists and creators like that often use whatever materials are lying around to realize their vision. Unusual materials are also creating preservation problems for conservators of contemporary art in museums. At the Museum of Modern Art in New York, preserving late 20th and early 21st century art presents some very different issues than working with traditional canvases and sculpture. Correspondent Donna Gallers has the story.
Everything from surface cleanings to varnish removals to paint touch-ups happens in a museum conservation lab. Working with curators, conservators decide when an artwork needs restoration and just how far to take it. Jim Coddington is the chief conservator at the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
Discretion is the better part of valor often. It's often said that, at least for viewers, contemporary art is challenging. And it's certainly challenging for conservators, too. And yet our goals remain the same as that with a restorer of earlier art, to honor the artist's intention and to present the work as best as possible.
With your standard oil painting or bronze sculpture, that intention's usually pretty clear. But contemporary art sometimes creates more complicated conservation scenarios. A lot of it is conceptual or uses non-traditional materials.
Chocolate, lard, hair dye, CoverGirl thick lash mascara.
Conceptual artist Janine Antoni.
I'm working with cow hides right now, raw hides and hides with fur. I've worked with gold, silver, hair, photographic works. I've worked with yarn. I'm interested in using materials that we experience every day because that means that the viewer already has a relationship to those materials, and I want them to bring all that baggage and place it on the object.
For a 1992 work called Gnaw, which was recently exhibited at the Museum of Modern Art, Antoni cast a 600-pound cube of chocolate and then sculpted it with her mouth by chewing on it for about a month and a half. She also cast 600 pounds of lard and chewed on that as well. Then she took the chewed-off, spit-out chocolate and melted it down to make heart-shaped packaging for chocolate candy. She mixed the spit-out lard with pigment and beeswax and made 400 lipsticks. The original cube of chocolate now has a whitish bloom from aging, and the lard, which is newly cast for each installation, gradually melted into a pile on the floor during the course of the exhibition. Antoni says she's comfortable with these changes.
I've had conservators who've told me that they can make me chocolate that will last forever, but to do that, they would have to remove the fat and the sugar, I think. And I was like, well, if you remove that, it's not chocolate. I may as well work with bronze. So as a maker, I'm very much caught up in the experience of making the work and communicating it to others. The idea of it lasting forever is not really at the top of my mind.
Museum of Modern Art conservator Michael Duffy says the museum is happy to comply.
The life of this work on display changes quite radically. The ideas surrounding the decay of it are meant to be experienced by the viewer, and as conservators, we don't intervene in this case. The role of the conservator is not to go in and restore the work when it starts to deteriorate. Rather, the conservator's role is to monitor the deterioration in a kind of way that helps it to live as it's intended to.
Even though the finished work is designed to change over time, Antoni still wants to be involved in its process. She's given the museum a huge binder full of information on how to install Gnaw. And she's had an ongoing dialogue with MoMA on issues like what to do when a museum goer digs their nails into the cube, leaving a mark clearly not made by the artist's teeth. Though she's glad to consult with the museum, Antoni acknowledges that even she, the artist, is torn about how far to go to preserve her work.
What I'm interested in is what are we trying to hold on to, you know? And asking this question particularly for myself because my work is so much about myself and my process, so then there becomes this fetishization of my touch. So if I keep fixing it, oh, then it's still mine. And is that important, you know? I guess what I keep coming back to is how to question it at a deeper level in terms of what is important about the object. So I think the main thing that I'm concerned about in terms of preservation is that every act has meaning, just as every material, every form has meaning.
And that includes the act of conservation, which alters works in order to preserve what we think of as their inalterable iconography. The conservator's code of ethics says that all restoration treatments must be reversible. Michael Duffy says the injunction to do no harm can be a little nerve-wracking.
Well, I think if you weren't scared, then there'd be a problem, because there definitely is some fear involved in the treating works which you may not necessarily know how they will react. You know, we have artists like Tom Friedman who are making wall paintings out of toothpaste. So there is the real challenge of finding out about the new materials used and the way the artists are using them.
The issues behind conservation raise questions about what it is that we value in an art object over time. Janine Antoni thinks that in some ways collecting art is about living on through the work, and that maybe we care so much about preserving art because of our collective fear of death. She wonders what would happen if we stopped resisting change so much and looked at aging itself as a creative process.
This idea of preservation has sort of brought me to think of objects in the world or experiences that are ephemeral that we consider to be very powerful aesthetically. For instance, a flower that only lasts a short time, but part of the beauty of that flower is that it is ephemeral. And I think, you know, if you think of a work and how it exists throughout art history, the meaning is changing because our perspective in relationship to it is changing. And I think that you can think about conservation in that way, too.
But it's not just today's conceptual artworks that raise these issues. Pop art sculptures made of foam, photo montages with old newspaper clippings, paintings that use ordinary house paints, all are a concern for Museum of Modern Art conservator Jim Coddington.
Some materials that were used are, in fact, going to deteriorate. If the artist is not here to give us some guidance as to whether the work should survive, even, then it will be incumbent upon the art world generally, led by curators and museums, to decide whether there is enough of the idea of the piece left in those materials that have deteriorated, or whether the work has been consumed by time.